So I want to talk about neighbors you didn't even know you had, okay? Say you were living in an old house like I was in Shorewood, Wisconsin, 100 years old. And then one day, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you feel your back. And you say, do I have some unbelievable growth on my back? And you're sort of half sleeping, right? And then that growth starts squawking and flies away. And starts flying around your room. And it's hairy. And it's not flying in a discernible pattern because it's a bat. The bat, honestly, drank my blood for a time indeterminate. But I do know this, that I started reading on Wikipedia about rabies. There's been one survivor in the history of humanity. One. Okay? So I obviously went to my landlord and said, look, I think the bats are coming from the house. And she said, no, that's impossible. I said, why? She said, because I don't know of any bats that live in this house. I'm like, well, they don't usually come and introduce themselves. So finally, we got her to at least go up to the attic. And not only the attic, the attic's attic. And what did we find there? But close to 1,500 bats living in the top of our house. That's a lot of rabies. It's possible that if I got bit by 1,500 of them, I might live once. And so what followed next was about 14 shots in various parts of my body to get a rabies vaccine. But it's important to note that in the state of Wisconsin, it is illegal to kill bats or rodents of any kind. So what we had to do was carve a hole in the roof with a one-way door. And then we had to politely shoo the bats out of this door. And at first they went out maybe one at a time, and the door only opened outwards and they couldn't come back in. And finally I got tired of living with my neighbors upstairs, and I decided to go up there with an old drum that I had bought in Kenya and play it very loudly while my roommate sat outside. And he described it as a scene from Dracula's castle as 1,000 bats emerged from the roof. Thank you.